self-compassion practice.
Find a comfortable sitting position, a posture that conveys a sense of stability and grounding. The sensation of being fully in this place, in this moment. Try to keep your back straight but not stiff, your shoulders and chest relaxed, your hands resting still, and if you are sitting on a chair, feel your feet touching the ground. If it doesn't create discomfort, allow your eyes to close gently and allow a calm to establish itself within you. Feel the contact between your body and the surface welcoming it. This contact tells you that you are in the here and now, in this moment. After getting comfortable and after stabilizing your position, direct your attention to your breathing for a while. Try to breathe in a regular and calm way, noticing how the sensations change in your abdomen during each in-breath and out-breath. If you can, as much as possible, try to make the in-breath last the same as the out-breath. Perhaps counting 3 seconds for the in-breath, 1 second for the pause, and then 3 seconds for the out-breath. Calming your body, calming your breathing, and so calming your mind. Try to notice the sensation of nourishment and energy each in-breath gives you as it takes oxygen into your body, and also the sensation of liberation with each out-breath, as the air exits through your nostrils or your mouth. There are very few certainties in your life. One is suffering, but another is breathing. Something that has been with you from the first moment in this world, and that will be with you until your last. The ability to stay with your breathing is the most powerful tool you have to overcome suffering. Do your best to be aware of what you are experiencing and feeling, suspending any judgment about what is happening inside or outside of you. In this practice, you will develop a quality called self-compassion, compassion towards yourself. Self-compassion is a feeling, but also a way of being, that can liberate you from many difficult emotions and help you to develop a healthy relationship with your body and your mind, and a better connection with the world and people around you. To develop self-compassion, it is important to cultivate the following qualities with a regularity and conviction over time. The first quality is wisdom. Wisdom is awareness of the nature of things and the understanding of the causes of suffering and the facts that lead to well-being. Wisdom is an ability that can be developed. It originates from the personal experiences you have had in life, the lessons you have drawn from them, and the ways in which you use them to grow as a person. It allows us to see reality as it is, freeing ourselves from our mental habits and conditionings. We are all the result of our own history, especially our early life experiences. A history we didn't choose, but which has shaped our minds and the way we react to events. We have become accustomed to having a mind that at times is full of worries and difficult emotions. We also know that at other times our mind can become calm and offer us joy and pleasure. Wisdom comes from a deep understanding and acceptance of our human nature, and it can be cultivated over time. As you sit here in this calm and stable position, as you come to understand and accept all of this, you develop wisdom, moment by moment, day after day. The second quality of self-compassion is acceptance. Acceptance is the willingness to allow disturbing thoughts, emotions, and sensations to be with us. Acknowledging that painful experiences are a normal and unavoidable part of a human life. Acceptance means we stop fighting and resisting the things that we do not like. It also means accepting ourselves, just as we are, with all of our limitations, and being willing to suspend all judgment and criticism towards ourselves and our internal experience, recognizing that judging and criticizing ourselves is generally useless and self-destructive. We are trying to cultivate this willingness to stay in touch with our inner experience as it is. Just allowing thoughts, emotions, and sensations to come and go. The third quality of self-compassion is trust. Trust is the willingness to open up to our internal and external experiences, understanding that by doing so, we might encounter different forms of suffering, but knowing that the suffering is not permanent, and that we have the tools needed to find relief from it. Often we encounter things in life that might actually be useful for us, but that we avoid because of our fears and mistrust. Do your best now to sit with a sense of dignity and pride. Slightly spread your chest outwards. Move your shoulders back slightly. And feel your body firmly grounded, anchored to the ground. You can feel the sensations of contact in your pelvis, buttocks, legs, your feet on the ground, and feel the ground or the chair supporting you. You are sitting in a position of openness. Now try to feel a space of calmness and tranquility within your body, an area or a point inside you that feels calm. This area of calmness can gradually expand to your whole body as you cultivate compassion towards yourself. The fourth quality of self-compassion is a sense of warmth and kindness in relating to the external world, but first and foremost to ourselves. This means directing warmth and kindness towards our emotions, thoughts, and physical sensations, and to everything we feel within, to what is happening inside us, moment by moment. It means caring for our difficult feelings, the way a parent cares for his or her frightened child, with a warm hug. Now imagine hugging your feelings and fears in the same warm way. The fifth quality useful for developing self-compassion is commitment. Commitment is the clear intention and concrete willingness to do our best to alleviate and care for our suffering in the ways we are learning to do so. It entails a desire to help ourselves and to make changes by suspending any habit, attitude, or behavior that continuously activates, feeds, and maintains our suffering. Within each of us, there is a part that wants to be happy and also wants others to be happy. Concentrate now on this deep commitment. Feel it and deeply cultivate it inside of yourself. And now, staying deeply in contact with your breath and with your posture, which are always with you in the background, try to direct your mind towards someone you are deeply fond of, someone you feel deep affection for. If you have a difficulty in finding someone in your life towards whom you feel this way, you can think of an animal you are very fond of and think of the moments of suffering this person or animal may have experienced or even be experiencing now. Try to get in touch with this suffering and try to express a sincere wish inside you towards this person or animal with your heart and not with your mind. For example, during the in-breath, you can think the sentence, "May you be happy." And during the out-breath, "May you live in peace and free from suffering." You can also use other words which you feel are more sincere or spontaneous. What is important is to direct this intention, this feeling, and this wish towards that person or animal and towards their suffering. What matters is to do this only if you deeply feel this wish. You can repeat as many times as you want, as if your words can alleviate their suffering. The suffering which is surely present in all human beings and in all animals. And once you have experienced this compassionate feeling and directed this compassionate wishes to a beloved person or animal, for a while, try to imagine having a person beside you who represents and embodies compassion, altruism, and the ability to stay with and feel the suffering in others. It may be a person you have met in your life, or it can also be a religious or historical figure. Imagine you have this person by your side. Imagine seeing the kind look on his or her face and feel the compassion this person exudes. Try to feel as if you are almost infected by the feeling that this person is able to communicate and express. And when you feel in touch with this feeling, you can lay both your hands at the center of your chest, where your heart is, and very gently press your hands lightly against your chest. You may also prefer to rest your hands on your abdomen or your cheeks. And then try to become this person, directing a compassionate feeling towards yourself and towards your suffering, with the idea of taking care of your suffering, welcoming it within you, accepting it as a condition that is present now, but which is not eternal. It is impermanent, as everything is. Express the intention to suspend, as best you can, all the actions, behaviors, and habits that tend to feed this suffering. Try to do these things only if you deeply feel them, not as a task to be carried out, but as a real, genuine, sincere intention. Imagine seeing your face reflected in a mirror. Better still would be to actually look at yourself in a mirror. And try to direct towards yourself the sentences that you directed towards your beloved person or animal. Perhaps saying to yourself during the in-breath, "May I be happy." And during the out-breath, "May I live in peace and free from suffering." Say these words calmly. as something you deeply feel in your heart. Try to use the most compassionate tone you can as you repeat it in your head and in your heart. And also try to create a friendly, kind, soft facial expression. Focus on this strongly felt desire that all this can happen, on how wonderful it will be if you could find peace and happiness. Each time you focus on this desire, this wish, try to notice what happens within you. What emotions do you feel? What thoughts occur in this moment? Remember that you are trying to do this in a mindful way. Therefore, if at times your mind wanders elsewhere, each time just gently bring it back. And now, for about a minute, try to mentally repeat to yourself, "May I be happy," during the in-breath, and "May I live in peace and free from suffering," during out-breath. Try to feel these sentences with your heart more than with your head. As you look yourself in the mirror or image your face in front of you, each time you realize there are thoughts that lead you elsewhere, gently bring your attention back to the compassionate sentences that you are sincerely and kindly directing towards yourself. And now, gradually let the image of yourself vanish and direct your awareness towards your breathing. Breathing that now merges with the perception of your entire body, feeling it as a unity, as a whole. From the tips of your toes to the crown of your head, Feel your whole body. And at the same time, feel your breath bringing oxygen to your body, to all the cells in your body. Feel your breath bringing energy and life inside you. And at the end of this practice, you may wish to congratulate yourself on having cultivated this sense of compassion and kindness towards yourself, a feeling you have a great need for every day, every hour of each day, and perhaps commit to repeating this practice with dedication and regularity each day in this relatively brief but precious life.